Hey guys, welcome to It's a Vampire Diaries thing. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Alex, and we're two best friends who met through our Facebook group, which is also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing.
If you'd like, you guys can join the group for updates on this podcast and also fun games and discussions about the Vampire Diaries and both spin-offs, the originals and legacies as well.
For over a century, I have lived in secret, hiding in the shadows.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of It's Vampire Diaries thing. As always, you can follow us on Instagram and you can join our group on Facebook. Both of them are also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing. We are off to talking about season five. We started talking about it last week and we're gonna dive right back in where we left off. So
All right, I gave Alex a look because I'm going to tell y'all something. All right, we're going to make the start of this episode a little fun here. All right, I looked at Alex kind of funny as she said that. I'm going to tell y'all why. I want you guys to know that Alex likes you guys. Well, how do I know this? Because of her little voice she does. Now I'm going to call her out straightforward. She is adorable when she does it. I do the same thing. It's like your customer service voice. But she does that when she starts out her podcast with you guys. It's like, oh, she's like opening up. She is fully vulnerable with y'all right now. So you better show this girl nothing but love and respect,
I thought
okay?
you were making fun of me because that's what you always say. We're gonna dive right back
No,
in. That's why I said
I
it.
do say that. But like, honestly, it's a good transition word, okay? But no, I was
Right,
teasing you because you're like, hi guys, welcome back to another episode. And I'm like, you're so adorable. So like, y'all, if you are on the Facebook group or the Instagram or anything like that, and you see Alex Lynn, okay, you give this girl nothing but love because she is fully vulnerable with y'all right now, being all cute and shit. She's like, hey guys, she loves you, so you be nice to her at all costs, okay?
right, now this city embarrassed me.
It's okay. She's great. That's my job. All right. You got to call me out of my shit all the time. I got to call you out on yours. All right. That's how it goes. All right. No, it's so funny. No, when Alex is like mad, you guys, though, she'll be like, I swear to God. Me, though, as fuck. I can't even deny it. But like, she's in a good mood. And you hear that voice, you know she's in a good mood. She's in a good mood. Okay. So she loves y'all. Right.
Hey,
She's
whenever I'm
out
in a
here.
bad mood, I sound like a 67-year-old man smoking for 40 years.
You gotta scare Jordan away with that, you know?
Right.
Jordan's her boyfriend. If he does something wrong, you're just gonna like whip out like the Shrek voice or something. Like, get off me, swamp. Yeah.
Listening to this, they're like, what
We're a different breed, dude. But as long as you're here and you're with us, you are literally within one of us. You are
At least
totally.
we know Caleb listens.
Yep, we hear you, Kaylin. We see you. All right. No, you're part of the friend group. All right. You're an in. But no, aside from that bullshit, I had to tease her for a minute just for some good laughs. Yeah, so we're on some more season five
Yes, more
goodies.
season five. Like we said, this is not me and Sydney's favorite season, so we may seem not enthused about talking about some of
Yeah.
this stuff, but we
That's
will
it's
try it.
bias. We understand
You're
some of you guys
right.
do. We are
Right.
biased though, and we do hate it. It's
Yeah.
brutal. It's brutal. Same as
I
season
always stop
seven.
watching at season five. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I barely ever make it past
It's
it.
bad. I'll watch season five, but that's just because I want to get to season six for a minute to see my baby Kai Parker,
And then you quit.
and then I quit. Once I see
Yeah.
him, yeah, I'm like, okay, I got my goodies. Okay, goodbye.
Right. So where we're at is Elena and Catherine are both having the same dream about Stefan. I would be concerned somebody was fucking with my head, not like thinking that it was like because I have a connection to Stefan. Like at this
It's
point,
random because this has never happened before.
right?
And
I'd
this is
be
like shit
like,
that Silas like does.
right. I'd be like, this is suspicious. And they like see him go into a bar and he attacks someone and then he lets them go. And then when he gets out, he like burns in the sun. So
Now I'm
like
going to
they're
say
having very
this.
vivid, like vivid dreams about Stefan.
Now I'm going to say this though, is like we know that this is because it's the doppelganger thing. Okay.
Right.
But why is this just starting now? Like
Or true.
Elena and Stefan have been around each other for a while,
A
and there's
year
been
into this
times where
point, yeah.
Stefan has been in trouble before, and vice versa. Same with Elena. Like, why didn't Elena like have visions of shit or like dreams of these things like when he was like with Klaus?
Why did like Stefan never have dreams about her when really like, she was in like
danger. Like, you'd think it'd work both ways.
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, really weird. And it's, like, they just threw in this to, like, add some spunk to, like, really seal the deal with this doppelganger thing. But this should have been a thing that was happening in previous things, because there's been worse situations.
Right.
That, like, it would have played a part. Like, let's say they are looking for Stefan when he was with Klaus. They're trying to, like, rescue him. Like, you'd think that Elena mm-hmm. would stop, have this, like, vision.
Be and, like, oh, she doesn't I know understand where
why
is.
She is. Right. But, like, she'd be like, whoa, like, what the, you know what I mean? But, like.
Yes, laziness.
Let's just all
laziness
fucking run. Yeah,
writing.
Let's all just shove as much in as we can at once and hope
right.
it makes sense.
Because they wanted to add the drama to, like, Elena and David's relationship and be like, oh, well, maybe something's still going on with her and Stefan.
Yeah,
like,
I know. And it's, like, I love the show, so at the end of the day, I can't shit on the writing because, like, I'm here. I love it.
Okay? Right.
But, like, I swear to God, some of the choices they make could be so much better. And it's, like, I see that potential.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, God damn it.
It's like, if they would have had this whole, like, doppelganger, like, dream, I don't know, connection thing going on from the beginning, I don't think I would have hated season 5 as much.
It's just so, everything is so
yeah.
sudden. It gives you whiplash. That's what
where
it
they,
is.
Like, start talking about these travelers, and I'm like, why do we never know?
We got
about
the doppelganger
before?
Things. We got the travelers.
We got whatever's going on at Whitmore with fucking Professor What's-His-Face.
That's too much at once that I just
yeah.
can't. And then Augustine, once we get there, it's too much.
Yeah.
As it gives yep. you whiplash, and it's like, I didn't even have time to hold on to appreciate it. I was too, like, busy getting, like,
right.
speeded out the door.
Right.
So
like,
that's why
this dream. Elena and Damon are going to go find where the bar that was in the dream so they can find Stefan, and Catherine goes with them because obviously they don't want to leave her behind because they know Silas is still looking for her. But Stefan is found and saved by Ketsia, who is now calling herself Tessa. First of all, I think this woman is unhinged from the moment that I saw her. Do I agree with what Ketsia did because of Silas's cheating the last? Yes. Do I think she's absolutely insane?
Yeah, I was
absolutely.
Gonna say, I don't think that she's a villain, but I'll say that Silas fucked her up.
I mean, I still think she's a little bit fucking insane. I mean, it's been like, what, like 2,000 years at this point, but
yeah, Silas,
I mean, whatever,
fucked her up. She has her own issues. I will say
right.
though, the Tessa thing was very cute, because I will say Ketsia, a lot of people don't know how to spell that. Sometimes I used to don't know how to say it. I used to be like,
Quetzia.
Yeah, I've heard Quetzia. Yeah, it's yeah. really rough. So I like Tessa. It's very like, yeah, it's very simple, rolls off the tongue there.
Right.
I will say the actress that plays her is, I think she's like so weirdly gorgeous. Like, not even in like the sense,
pretty,
like,
yeah.
like you look at her and you're like, wow. Like, she's just beautiful. Like, I think she's just got such a unique look that, like,
right.
it's one of those, like, runway type faces that you're just like, wow, it's, like, different. But, like,
we got
really
Sydney over here being, like, Tyra Banks. She got her runway face.
You got a
smile.
Smize. Smize. Okay. Smize. Oh, my
we
God.
We should watch every single episode of America's Next Top Model.
Bro, yeah, that's gonna be our drug one day. We're gonna sit there and laugh our asses off. Anyway, fuck, that was born. Jesus. Anyway, but I was just saying that, like, she's got like a really unique face. Like, she's like
she
really pretty.
And like, she's like revealing herself. And all she tells Stefan at first is that, like, she's just like a powerful witch from like Silas's past. Like, she doesn't really tell him that, like, she was the one that, like, got betrayed or anything. And so, you know, Stefan's like, well, tell me who you are, and like, everything. And she like tells him that, like, you know, her and Silas met in ancient Greece mm-hmm. like 2,000 years ago, and Stefan was in love with Amara, who happens to be like the first of the, you know, Petrova doppelgangers.
Now, question about doppelgangers: how often do they keep respawning? That's the word I'm gonna use.
Yeah.
because listen to me, all right, listen, okay. Because this
no.
is my thing. It's such a weird, weird, like, sequency. Like, let's say Stefan never turned into a vampire and he died. Like, is Tom the next one?
Or, like, what happened to the Catherine?
Were there other
the...
ones that we didn't know? Yeah, what happened to Catherine's doppelganger?
Right, and then
Stefan. Because
yeah.
Stefan and Catherine were not each other's doppelganger.
Unless, like, the universe knows what's gonna happen in advance. I don't know.
Oh,
that's a
God.
Lot of metaphysical shit for me. But...
I don't know, but I don't know, like when they respawn. Like, when is the time? Like, when is the time, like, down, like, Elena's, like, birth line, are they like, oh fuck, here comes another doppelganger, I know it. Like, when do you know?
Right.
I just think it's just weird. It's just fucking weird. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. And so we find out that, Mara was the first of all of them, and he wanted them to, like, be together forever. Honestly, this is the part where I was like, oh, maybe Silas isn't that terrible. Like, he just loved this girl, and he just wants to be with her.
Like, at the end of the day, I don't think either of them are terrible.
Right.
They just have their different reasons for doing what they do. It's right. Different. Yeah.
And so then, like, he says that, then she, like, tells Stefan that, like, Silas pretended to be in love with her so that she would make this like immortality spell.
She used him, or he like, used her. Oh my god.
Yeah. So they like, she like thinks like that they're gonna do it together, but really he steals it and like gives it to Amara, abandoning like Tessa on their wedding day.
That's now, brutal. Because listen, you gotta
I
want to
ask
with
you,
it.
Do you think that like he really never loved Katsia and like was only ever using her? Or do you think he did love her at some point?
Based on that story, it sounds like he did use her just right. Straight the fuck up because of her ability. But I'm gonna be honest, the wiki claims that Silas was the most powerful witch. Why couldn't Silas do something like that on his own?
Right. Like, why did he need like can't see it to do it
like the Bennett blood, like I just, that's something I just didn't get. I will right. Say though that like to give it to her right away and expect no consequences, Silas, what's wrong with you? You just literally two-timed the witch. If I've learned anything watching anything
not do that
related, yeah right. Don't do that. I don't think that's right. A good idea, and he did it on the day of their wedding. Like, you are
that's petty.
That's low. That's low. I gotta side with Tessa on this one. That's
right.
Low. That's
right.
Low. That's
and so Katsia says that, she found out what happened, so she created the cure and she gave it to Amara, and then she says that she killed her. And she tried to get Silas to take it too, but he refused. So that's whenever Katsia locked him away in the tomb with the cure, hoping he would take it. And she says that, she's been watching him all these years from the other side. And then she says, like, she created the other side, too. And she got frustrated when Silas was freed and the hunters, like, didn't kill him. So, like, now she's pissed because she's the reason for all this hunter shit. She's the reason for the other side. And she's, like, all these, like, fail-safes that I put in to make sure that he would take this cure and die, like, are not working.
She's pissed. Yeah. That's why she stuck through.
That's
she
what
said,
she's like.
If y'all
so
can't
I
do
am.
It, I'm gonna
right.
Do it myself. Hell yeah. That's right. The thing though, is like, why did Silas decline it at first? Because in his head, he thinks that Amara's dead anyway. So like, why did he want to live forever? Not that like the answer is kill yourself if your significant other kills yourself. Some real Romeo
and
Juliet
shit. Right.
But like, why would you want to be?
Because Amara was human, so he knew that she wouldn't go to the other side. However, he knew that he would once, like, Katsia told him that whole story. So he wanted a way.
So he
to...
took the cure. He was human, and he would like find peace with her.
Yeah,
human thing, yeah. Like hope, like yeah. Okay. That's so messy,
right? And like then she tells like. She's telling stuff in her whole life story at this point. She's like, so then whenever Bonnie like dropped the veil, she's like, I just snuck on, let me just sneak on past you here. And she came back. And so she's now like, I'm just going to kill Silas by myself because obviously everything that I've tried to do is not working. But she like says that she needs Stefan to help her. Now at this point, I'm like, you're obviously a really powerful witch. Why do you need Stefan to help you? Like kill Silas.
I know, like, I because she came back, she does still have her powers,
right?
So, girl, if you were able to create the other side, like you could figure it out,
right? Exactly.
Maybe it was
that's
like
what
a
I was
lure,
thinking. I was like, couldn't you figure it out yourself?
Using it as like a lure, I don't know. It's fucking weird,
right? So, in the meantime, Silas is still out looking for Catherine, and Nadia like tries to convince Silas that she's like helping him and wants to help him find, like. Catherine, but at this point, like, I don't trust anything Nadia says, so I don't know. I never liked her, even whenever we find out who she is, even whenever we find out everything. Did I feel bad for her about what happened in the end a little bit, but I never liked her.
Who, Amara?
Nadia.
Oh, Nadia. I thought you said Amara, and I was like, oh, well, I didn't really have much feelings about her.
No.
Nadia, yeah, I get that. I get that there's moments where I felt bad and thought something was going to happen of it, especially my first watch through. But after I've watched it a few times, I get it. I'm about the same way too. It didn't faze me.
And so, she goes to find Matt, and she brings back her friend, Gregor is his name, whom she killed whenever she was with Silas, and now he's in Matt's body. So Gregor calls Elena, obviously as Matt, so they can find out where Catherine is. Because obviously now we can tell that Nadia wants to find Catherine before Silas finds Catherine.
Sounds like
At
she had
this
something to do with
point,
Catherine this
right,
whole
I know that
time.
she has something to do with Catherine this whole time, which at this point I'm just sick of Catherine. I'm gonna be honest, I thought she was a badass bitch in season two. By season five, I was done with Catherine. I was over her. I was over her storyline. I didn't care anymore.
There was I'm the same. I really liked Catherine in the beginning seasons more than Elena, but I like Elena more later. I will say though that there's one thing in season five I'm obsessed with, and you know exactly what it is, and that's the only thing Catherine related that I'm a fan of in the season.
And so then Elena, Damon, and Catherine get to this bar where Stefan was, but whenever they're talking to the bartender, Nadia comes in, and Elena's trying to distract her so that Catherine can get away, which I still don't understand why we're helping Catherine. I don't get it. It's
They
not
just
clicking.
fear like Silas with this cure. I just don't understand it. Like I understand why. I just don't understand it. Like just if he took the cure, what harm is that doing in anybody?
I don't like, I guess
You'll
they're
find
just
Stefan
scared,
yourself. I know they'll find Stefan or promise him the cure if they get Stefan first. And maybe work on trying to get Stefan and then give him the cure. It's not gonna hurt anybody's day. Their bargaining chips are always confused. It's like they don't know what they're doing.
And so Nadia ends up grabbing Catherine. She brings him back to the car where Silas is, and he asks Nadia, to give him Catherine. She says no. And so then he starts controlling her mind, and he's trying to convince her to kill herself. And at this point, I'm like, this is just so much.
I
Why
will
can't we
say,
just
like,
compel her to give you Catherine? Why does she have to die?
because he's so extra. Now, this is my concern is like, why couldn't he just like grab Catherine? Like, he's supposed to be this all
He acts like
powerful.
he's like something like he's
Just
handicapped or
grab,
something, especially at
like,
this
she's
part.
human. She's a human. You cannot grab Catherine right now, bro. What?
And so Damon follows the bartender's hints. He finds where Stefan is being kept, and he's talking to Tessa, and Tessa explains to him that she needs Stefan, and that Damon can't take him until she finishes whatever she needs to do. And Stefan's what the fuck? And Damon's just sitting there who the fuck even is this bitch?
Stefan didn't ask for any of this. He just went
No.
and drowned for like 3 months straight and then is dealing with this. Like this man needs to have like a drink. That's what he needs.
So then we find out that Tessa wants to link Stefan to Silas to weaken his mind, because that's the only way to face him and kill him. So now we realize that whenever he can still control people and stuff, Tessa's not able to do anything, but if she's able to take down that barrier, then she'll be able to kill him. So now we know why she needs.
This is a real quick question. Did anybody at any point ask her to make another cure?
Not that I recall. Why didn't we
Why
do
didn't we do
that?
this? Alex, make it make sense. Alex, make it make sense.
Nothing about
Because
this
then we could have
season
like
makes
been like,
sense.
here's a cure. Boom. Dead. Wow. Check that out.
Why didn't we just make
Whoa.
a bunch? Everybody can have one for you, one for
Like
you,
you're
one
like
for you.
yeah right like Katsia, we'll help you, but can you make some cures for us please? Thank you. Then we will literally help you. Bargaining chips again. I'm literally writing that down. Why didn't anybody ask Katsia to make another cure? Like okay, makes no sense. Anyway,
So, Tessa does the spell, Stefan's unconscious, and Silas can't control Nadia's mind anymore. And so Nadia runs away with Catherine. And then Tessa tells Damon the same story about the doppelgangers, and that Stefan is meant to be with Elena no matter what, and that Damon
and
doesn't
great,
have a
now we gotta fucking
chance.
just like stab Damon right where it hurts. Like,
And Damon is
man's.
obviously buying into this. For what reason? I don't get it, because he acted like it didn't faze him, but obviously he started to get really insecure at this point, in his
I think just
relationship.
because of how old the quote unquote doppelganger curse thing was. It was probably,
and my issue is though, in the next sentence, Tessa literally says, "So just leave Stefan here with me, so you can go live with Elena." That would literally make me think she was lying immediately. Because like
you just try to trick me,
right?
The answer is no. I will say this: is they say like, "Well, they're destined to be together," yada yada. What if they were just destined to be like in each other's lives?
In each other, right?
Or me, because like that's still a thing, regardless. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, weird.
I don't get it. So at the end of the episode, it's revealed why Silas wants Catherine. It's because Catherine's blood's the cure, since she took it, and Silas wants her so he can drain her blood and get rid of the cure once and for all. While Cassia wants Catherine so that she can take the cure and kill Silas herself. So everybody wants this cure again.
So Cassia wants to take the cure? Oh, because she's immortal.
Yeah.
How is she on the other side then?
I have no idea.
I'm fucking, dude, is this sloppy? This is sloppy as fuck, is it not?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rewatch this because none of this is like adding up in my brain. You guys, are you hearing this? Are you hearing the same thing me and Alex are hearing? Because it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make, once you sit down and like break it down like we do on the podcast, like there's a lot of things that like, I'm just like, what? Like,
if, why does she need the cure if she's immortal? If she was immortal, she wouldn't have been on the other side because she can't die. So like, can somebody, I'm getting like, I'm having panic attack. Okay. All right. Anyway. So,
back at the Salvatore house, like Stefan wakes up. He's got amnesia. He can't remember anything. He doesn't know who Damon and Elena are. And this, I'm like, Jesus Christ. So we couldn't just like all just be chill for like an hour. Everybody's happy and nothing bad's happening for like 1 hour. That's all. That's all we needed.
Oh, I know, right? Nope. Nope. Now, my also another thing with what's going on is they're all there trying to figure out a plan as they usually do. But my thing is Catherine left with Nadia. Why is Catherine trusting a stranger? That should not be very Catherine.
I mean,
Pierce
I guess
her.
Like she had to get away from Silas and I guess she felt like Nadia was the
I
best.
I just thought
option.
Of that too. Because I'm like, okay, Catherine isn't there anymore. Like Catherine's right. With a stranger. Like that's very un-Catherine Pierce
like. I guess, like I said, like it had to be just because like she didn't have any other option. She had to get away from Silas, so she went with her.
So weird. So right. Weird. Anyway, so we got them.
Yes.
They need some peace and quiet.
After Stefan lost his memory, like Damon's trying to help him remember and like he realized
so bad. That fucking stressed me out.
That like Stefan knows like the date and he knows where he is, but like he doesn't know who he is or like who the people around him are. He didn't even know he was a vampire. Like I didn't like the storyline.
Like,
either.
You would smell the blood. That's what they do. They can, like, smell
or, like,
it.
The fact that you can, like, hear everything so clearly.
Yeah.
And, like...
I'd be like, whoa. Like, I think I was on drugs or something. You know what I mean? Like, like, what? Okay.
Right.
But I will say, I'm stressed.
Right. And so Damon, like, gives him, like, his journals, and he's like, here, just read these.
That's always the answer to everything. They did that with the Ambrose thing, too. Like, let's give him the journals. Like, that's supposed to, like, do something. Like, what?
Right.
Okay.
Well, they give him the journals, and he's like, I have no idea what any of these things they're talking about. And so then Elena comes, and, like, Damon's like, so I didn't really tell Stefan about you in that whole situation yet. And,
not that I think Damon wanted to either.
Yeah,
it's like,
no, he
it's
was
just
like,
easier
oh.
to avoid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let's not reopen feelings that we don't know exist. Okay. All right.
Well, that's and Damon's... I feel like if he would have told like Stefan the whole thing with Elena, then like Stefan wouldn't have trusted him.
That and, yeah, like, and yeah. Damon too was already tripping because of this doppelganger thing. So right now he's got the guard up tenfold about this like Steph and Elena thing. Like
right.
I like he's in like the like I'm gonna stand in between you two, 10 feet apart, guys. Do not make eye contact. Like that's
exactly.
Where Damon's at.
Yeah. And so Stefan is like really having a hard time with like his thirst, and he almost like kills like a waitress, but Damon like stops him, and they like take Stefan to like their family crypt for some reason. This is whenever he's like, what kind of name is Honoria Fell? And Damon's
oh yeah
like, you're the one who killed her.
His face, if you look at that scene photo, like his face, like he's like, oh, like it's just so funny. It's like, oh my god, again, that's more like the clueless dumbass guy. Like that's just
right.
Paul Wesley. It's like right. That's Paul right there. That's Paul, like he improvised, period.
And-
I'm gonna say though real quick, it's like, you know what, I love the angst that the show gave us between the two brothers, but let it die because this is what they're doing again. So at first it was like she was with Stefan, but then she had feelings for Damon, but then she was sired to Damon and Stefan tried to get her back, but now they're together, but now the doppelganger curse is saying she's supposed to be with Stefan.
Why can't it's just too let much it die?
It's beginning to be too much. Like at first I know it was the angsty fun part of the show, but you're doing it too much now.
And like at this point, like I truly feel like she was in love with Damon and that was just what it was. Like, did she love Stefan? Yes. Was she in love with him anymore? Not really. And I just feel like we could have just let it go. So Damon ends up eventually leaving. So like he gets a phone call from Jeremy and he's got to go figure out what's going on. So Elena's trying to like help Stefan remember like who he is, who everybody else is. Like she takes him to the school and they like having like a moment where they keep like, she keeps trying to get them to like recreate like the moment they met. They just like keep running into each other.
I'll say Damon, real ballsy letting that one just go. He's probably right. Like panicked the whole time. But I will say though that like my inner Selena, now at this point I do ship Damon and Elena. I'm not like, you know, fuck them. I actually rooted for them really hard this season. That's why I'm like disappointed with what they do. But I can't lie when I say my little Selena heart was like so happy they were doing this again, because it's like season one feels like an eternity ago.
Right.
At this point. Like, so when you revisited the bathroom scene, it's great. And the funny thing is that Stefan, who has no fucking recollection, is like, why were you in the men's room? Like, he's concerned for that. Like, what is happening? He didn't know what to do. I will say it's just really, it's a cute, innocent moment that you don't get a lot in the show.
Not very often.
That I just like loved it. There was just like something about it that was like, you got the nostalgia from season one and Selena, and it was just like nothing was wrong for the first time. Like, yeah, he doesn't have his memory, but it felt like
it felt lighter than everything else. Yeah.
So it's like, I loved
exactly.
I loved it. I loved it so much.
And like, unfortunately, like, Stefan still can't remember even after they're doing this like reenactment. So like, they go to the bridge and she's like telling him about how like he saved Matt's life and that's how she became a vampire. And he like doesn't remember any of this. And like, they start to get close and like almost kiss. And at this point, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, ma'am? Ma'am.
I know, like, she was like living in the moment. It's just because like, I don't think it was any distaste towards Damon. It was like, when you're sitting there revisiting that.
Right,
like what she had those. Yeah, but she knew.
I mean, she did stop it before they kissed, right? And said
she
that, like,
knew that it was not okay.
Damon, and like that pissed Stefan off, and like he got like angry and like left.
It was like heartbreak all over again for a girl he don't even know.
Right. I was like, I feel like you're being a little dramatic at the moment.
He was like, "Damn, here we go." I will say though, like, it was weird that they like. I think what it was in his defense, just because I think it was a bit dramatic, I will say though that like Stefan knew something more was up with it if they both like kept that from him, because Damon mentioned he didn't tell him to. So it's like he feels like he's being lied to, even though he has no idea what he's being lied to, like really about, and like but he just feels like everyone's bullshitting him kind of. So I kind of get it, but I will say like it shows that it looks like he's just like mad, like she wouldn't kiss him, which looks like cucka, ew. So I didn't like that, but if I like dug deeper,
if you like really think about it, right,
I would say it's like I think that he thought that like, oh great, everybody's just lying to me.
Like, I mean, and if you don't know who you are and you don't know anything about these people, like it's hard to imagine like what they could possibly be telling to
you. Yeah, it's scary, but like you don't have time in that moment to sit there and think it. That's why I like that we dig deep like this in the podcast. Yeah. I think that's what it was. I think it was just him feeling betrayed that he was like kept that and like lied to him. So he was like, okay, that's shitty.
I can agree with that. And Matt, so we go to Matt and he's having like these episodes of like losing time. So he like sets up video cameras all over his house and it was very paranormal for me.
Matt's panicked right now. Right. He's like starting to lose his everlasting mind.
Like it's like some found footage shit, paranormal activity, Blair Witch Project.
He's about to catch it.
You're right. Set
camera, bro. Hell yeah.
And he like calls Jeremy and like asks him to like, you know, get a hold of Bonnie. And Jeremy's like, he's like, okay, will do.
Yeah, and, like, this so right, he's if Matt starting doesn't to, like, know,
freak out. Right?
No, Matt doesn't know it's, like, somebody, like, inside him like that. I would think that it was the Gilbert ring fucking up again. That's right. Why I would be the first to assume.
I think he even says something about that.
Because I was going to say, it's giving me Alaric vibes. Like
yeah.
He was, like, blacking out and not remembering. And it's like, Matt's died quite a few times now, so.
Right. I think he did say something about, like, yeah. I don't know if it's, like, the ring or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, Jeremy's not realizing, like, how desperate, like, Matt is. And, like, everyone needs Bonnie's, like, help. And I think it all is just coming crashing down on him at this point because he's like, I can't just keep doing this. And
he's in the midst of all this. He's still lying about Bonnie. It's like, right. This is not the time for this right now, okay?
And so, like, he decides that he's just going to tell everyone that Bonnie's dead mm-hmm. despite, like...
Bonnie is pissed.
Yeah, she's like, no, you can't do that. And he's like, I don't even care what you say anymore. Like, this is too stressful for me. He looks insane
talking to himself in front of everybody.
That's what I always imagined. It's like Jeremy Gilbert walking down the street just chatting with the ghost.
He looks fucking batshit insane, dude. I'm sorry. He really do.
And so that's whenever he calls Damon. And, like, why did he decide that he was going to tell Damon? Like, I feel like they got a little bromance going on at this point.
Like, it's like his roommate now, you know? Right. Like, because he's not like a father figure. So it's like his.
Because, like, I feel like in my defense, like, I'd probably call Caroline. I feel like she has the best capacity for handling those types of situations.
I feel like you got to find somebody who can handle it cool, calm, collected.
Right.
Yeah, I could see Caroline taking it one step because she's very, like,
organized. Knows what to do. Right.
All right, so what the fuck? All right, who are we going to tell first? What are we going to do? She does right. plan. I can't say she doesn't. So I right. feel that I would definitely talk to somebody that you feel like would, like, make a big shit show of it. I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like Damon always, maybe Damon's way of going about things is usually wrong.
But he figures it out. The same, like, cool energy that I feel like
he does. You can come to him. Yeah. You can come to him about everything. The thing is Damon's decisions, like I said, usually wrong, manic, right. crazy. But he's that character that will always figure it out regardless.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no matter what backhanded shit happened in the plan and what went wrong, like, Damon's the one that's like,
I just feel like there were so many people he could tell. Right. I agree with that. Because, like, he could have even told Matt, and I feel like Matt wouldn't have, like, been so crazy about it.
I feel like
the only person I wouldn't have told was
Elena.
Yeah,
we're on the same page.
Yeah,
I will say this though, is like, if you tell Matt, last time you told Matt he could see dead people, Matt wasn't much of a help.
That's true. He did try to tell him about Vicky and Anna, and Matt was like, okay, you fucking weirdo.
Oh my god, you smoke too much of the marijuana, Jeremy.
Right.
No, like I feel like you confide in Matt, but I don't know if Matt would be much help.
Matt doesn't really have anything to, yeah, he can't really do anything.
So, like, I feel like Matt is somebody you could always talk to, but he's just not gonna be.
He's gonna be
help.
Like, well, what do you want me to do about
that? He's gonna be like, that's fucked up.
Like, that's he's wild.
That
guy.
Yeah, that's wild. That's Matt, bro. That's wild. Like, what's he right. gonna do? I don't know, but yeah, I would tell everybody but Elena. Like, that's right. just no bueno.
And so, like, Matt, like, later discovers in, like, one of these little videos that he has that he has, like, a passenger inside of him, and, like, this passenger warns him that, like, the other travelers are going to come looking for, like, this knife, and that he has to, like, protect it, otherwise they're going to kill him. And at this point I'm like, I don't have time for the travelers. I'm thinking about
Wait, is this traveler, like, on their side? Like, he tried to warn Matt is what happened?
Yeah, you don't remember that? Whenever he took the video and he cut Matt's hand and he was like, keep this knife, like, safe. But also the traveler might not want Matt to die because, like, it's he's his in his body. Yeah.
Regardless, it's just weird.
Right.
But the travelers, yeah, it's something I just don't vibe with.
I keep forgetting that they're even a thing, even talking about it. And then I'm like, oh, wait.
Travelers, I don't understand it. No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Right. And so Damon's back at Salvador House where, you know, Jeremy is. They come in. Jeremy tells Damon that Bonnie's dead. And Damon's like, what the fuck, bro? And then, like, I thought he's going to beat his ass. And then he, like, hugged him. That was cute, too. Because I really thought Damon was going to beat that ass. Whenever he started stalking towards him.
He's going to be dead. Hell yeah.
Because he was fucking like, what the fuck, Jeremy? And then he just, like, gave him a hug. I was like, okay. Yeah. You're chill at the moment.
That happened a few times this season so right. far. Is that when Jeremy's been petrified to say something, Damon's cool.
Right.
So we're earning trust. That means that Damon is good to go to.
Right. So Damon tries to, like, go tell Elena, but, like, she tells him that, like, she lost Stefan. I'd be like, I left you in charge for, like, 15 minutes, bro. And like, you already don't know where Stefan is.
No, and that's the thing too, is when he walked off like that, or ran off, like,
she Elena didn't want to chase him.
She just, like, stood there. Like, thanks for the effort, Elena. A++. I love Elena, but like, girl, what? What?
Right. And so, like, Stefan goes to this, like, Remembrance Day celebration where, like, he finds Caroline, and Caroline's, like, trying to talk to him, like, figure out what's going on. He's, like, kind of flirting with her a little bit.
You know, real quick, this is something I just thought about because, I'm sorry, this was really random. All right. So, I'm going to bring attention to this because this is actually a real problem in real life, and it's not an offensive way because I know a lot of police officers actually now take tests to avoid things like this and what to do in a situation like this, but Stefan going on the loose right now reminds me of that Alzheimer's family member of yours that got out of the house and you don't know where they are. I'm going to say this because I watched a whole segment on it before, and cops literally have to, like, take training classes in order to find these people with Alzheimer's. Like, it's a very serious thing that they just, like, disappear, and nobody knows if they're, like, dead
right now,
or nobody knows if they're, like, dead, or if they're, like, on a bus.
Don't know who God they knows are, where.
Yeah, right. They don't know. They don't know how to get back home. They don't know how to do any of this, and that's what I'm getting right now with Stefan leaving. We lost the Alzheimer's patient right now. Right. I don't know what we're doing. This is not good. This is not good. But anyway, you said though that he meets up with Caroline,
and he was, like, flirting with her a little bit. I was like, okay,
you don't know her, so he sees, he sees a girl. He's like, hey, you.
And then he, like, randomly attacks Jesse, and I'm like, okay, calm yourself. And Caroline, like, stops him. She, like, gives Jesse her blood to heal him, and then she, like, impels him to forget. And she, like, basically tells Stefan, like, you need to get the fuck away, because, like, I don't know what your damage is
right
now.
This manic man came to flirt with me and then tried to kill this man.
Like, he's just like, I don't understand what's going on. And so Stefan goes back home. He burns all, like, some of his journals, which I just felt like was so ridiculous.
Drama.
Right. And he, like, packs his things to, like, leave. And I'm like, this is, like, your 13-year-old child, like, running away from home because you told him he couldn't play PS4 for the next 17 hours of his life.
Me.
Yeah, at Sydney.
I always am playing my PS4.
Because that's what it reminds me of.
I'd run away.
He's running away.
He's being drama right
now. Yeah. And he, like, says that he, like, doesn't want to live in the Salvador house, and he doesn't want to be this old Stefan, and he, like, is just, like, being so ridiculous about it. And he, like, tells, like, Damon and Elena, I'm not going to become a ripper again, and, like, Caroline will keep checking up on me. Like, what does Caroline have to do with this? Caroline didn't even ask for this.
You know, I'll say this, like, I get if he was mad if he's lying to them. To completely turn your back on people that are trying to help you is a low blow. I wish he didn't act like this.
Right.
But so that's, like, his downfall there. I don't like that he's acting like this to the people that are trying to help him or, like,
about
him. Like, that's not okay. Like, I know it's overwhelming, but you don't gotta treat everybody else like that. Like, pipe down.
And I can get, like, even not wanting to live there, but, like, how are you just about to be like, I don't want any of this shit. Get the fuck away from me. Like,
so the way that I would think about it is, like, I imagine, like, if I, like, was in, like, a coma or something, and, like, I came out of this coma and everybody's telling me, we got this traveler, we got Catherine with the cure, we got Silas coming after us, we got Katsia going like this. Like, I would be panicked as fuck. Like, I don't know what I'd do, so I get it being overwhelming. But, like, he's acting, like, manic as fuck. Like, that's what's doing it dirty, is because, like, you have to express to these people, like, that you are fucking scared, because he probably is.
Right.
You know, you can't, like, the answer is no. Just don't talk to everybody like shit, okay?
Yeah.
Pipe down a little bit, but I think it's just, like, too much. Like, you come back, and then that's that.
And, like, I mean, I get, like, having Caroline to, like, check in on you, which is, like, great, but why do we feel like we can trust Caroline? Like, whenever you're just, like, being so
mean. He doesn't,
mean,
like, know, like, her.
Right.
He doesn't even know
these people
girl.
Have been trying to help you for, like, 24 hours straight, and, like, you're being so mean to them, but, like, this girl you met at the cemetery who, like, you vaguely, like,
I
know
assume
from her picture.
I assume it's because he thinks that, like, they lied to him, or they don't trust them or something, but it's like, you don't know Caroline either, boy.
Right.
All right, if I were you, I would just sit down on a couch and just, like, hang out for a minute.
Exactly.
Try to gather your thoughts, okay? Because you're a little all over the place.
Like, or, like, have, like, a drink. I don't know. Like I said, you don't
That's
even
what
have
I'm
to
saying.
Stay at the
I
house.
Get it.
But, like,
I get it, but nobody's trying to hurt you, so just figure it out. You know what I mean? I get it.
I think
it's,
I'd
like,
be more scared to, like, go out in the world like by myself, like not knowing
you don't
who
know
I
who's after
was
you.
or who, right, who wants me for what. Like I would rather stay. And like, yeah, you could stay in the same house and not talk to somebody. The
Yeah,
size of
if
the
you
house
wanted
is
to
big
have
enough.
time alone, yeah, that's how I
Right.
feel too. I feel like that could have been a thing. Like, I wouldn't have wanted him to go out on his own either.
Right.
No, absolutely not.
And like after Stefan like leaves, so Damon finally tells Elena that Bonnie's dead. And honestly, she didn't take it as bad as I thought. Obviously, she was like really upset, and like we'll get into it because they're about to have that little funeral for her. But like she didn't completely lose her shit.
No,
Which is
because
like
I do you think that that's something that they expected, Loki?
I thought she was gonna lose her shit again. I was like, great, we're gonna find out Bonnie's dead and we're gonna have no
Well, no,
humanity, Elena.
I'm wondering if they kind of had a feeling that something was up with Bonnie.
I think when she didn't show up to like college,
Yeah.
they started to get a little bit like something doesn't feel right. But they had everything else to deal with that like they didn't have
So they
time to
didn't have
really sit
time,
down and think about it.
yeah.
But like
Because I'm
whenever
wondering if
I
maybe
saw
that's
it,
why.
I definitely thought Elena was going back to having no humanity. So I was like, we're gonna have no humanity, Elena, no memory, Stefan.
Again, here we go.
Right,
Yeah, it's
human
messy.
Catherine. Like we don't have time for this. And so then Elena, Damon, Caroline, and Matt and Jeremy have this like private like funeral for Bonnie in the forest. They like say their
So
goodbyes.
sad. I sobbed the first time
Yeah,
I
it was
watched this
sad.
scene. I
I
fucking
think the one that
sobbed.
made me cry the most was Matt, whenever he thought that she didn't want to talk to him. Like he thought that like she just didn't like care
Yeah,
about him. Like that
it
shit
is
hurt.
sad. It's like because
Yes.
everybody's dying around Matt constantly,
Yeah.
and like he didn't like he would have been more like I don't know like he's lost a lot, bro. So like he's just
Yeah.
losing a friend just cause. Like at least if he knew she was dead, he would know why.
Why she wasn't
Now it's
answering
like, oh
him.
great, the
Right.
living are hating me now and just disappearing. Fuck,
Right.
that
Like that
shit.
one
I
hurt. The
the
feathers was
feathers.
sad.
Yep, the
Yeah.
feathers got my ass because that's such
Yeah.
an iconic thing, and they carry that through the whole show too.
Yeah. The feathers was rough.
Yeah,
But I don't
I
know,
was
that Matt
crying.
thing
My
just
eyes were
way
like
over the
swollen and
edge.
shit.
I think the first time I sobbed, it wasn't this. It was the memorial with the lanterns whenever like Alaric is dead.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's
That's
the
a sad
first
one
one that
too.
got me, but this one I also did cry at.
First time I fucking cried, actually. This wasn't the first for me, but the first time I cried is not a normal cry. It's just because I'm a Stellina psychopath, and it was the scene where she broke up with Stefan, and Stefan was crying, and I was just losing my everlasting mind. I was
Right.
like sobbing, like watching Paulusly cry made me cry. Like I was just like over it. I was ready to like. I have a video of myself.
I remember I've seen it.
When we
Yeah.
upload the podcast, throw it on like a slide with the fucking Instagram thing so they can see. I was
Will.
sobbing. I literally was like, I can't do this shit, dude. Yeah, I sobbed. I was like, I can't look at stuff and cry. I'll cry. The fuck? What is this? Yes, that show. Oh, the
That
first
was
time you
hard.
watch it,
Yeah.
it's a tearjerker. Like, I expect that stuff now, so I'm not. The
Like, I
only
don't
scene.
really cry anymore whenever I
No,
watch
the
it.
one scene that will sometimes get me is possibly Liz's funeral.
Right.
But other than that, I'm pretty tough now. But the first watch, no, well, no, sobbing, literally
Yeah.
crying. It was the
I think
worst.
that I didn't really cry that much during the Vampire Diaries. Whenever I watched the originals, and like, I don't even really care about those characters that much. I was like sobbing like every like few episodes. Like that shit's sad as fuck for no reason. Like third season on, like I was just constantly crying.
That's so depressing.
Right.
Oh, I fucking sucks. I don't fuck.
Yeah, Sydney
No.
still hasn't finished it, by the way, for people who are waiting for that saga to end. We tried to watch it and we just couldn't do it.
We even tried to watch it. I just went and visited Alex recently. We sat down on the couch, went to turn it on, and we literally looked at each other. And Alex goes, we can't do it. We can't do it. It's just so boring.
So we watched
It's just,
Gilmore Girls.
yep, absolutely. So. We'll get there eventually. It's a slow burning flame, but we'll get
Right.
there.
And so while we have this funeral, back to what we were talking about. And then Tyler shows up. And so at this point, like Caroline's been waiting for Tyler. Like he keeps blowing her off, says he's not coming to college, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, like we don't really know
Was gonna
where
say
they
Tyler's pretty
stand,
MIA here because of the
yeah, in their
clout shit.
relationship. So like I was happy that he showed up and like
I
was
was
there for
too.
her.
I was not against
I
it.
never really didn't like Tyler, like hated him for Caroline. I don't really like the character because things that he's done, but like I never hated him for Caroline.
I think this is the thing, is like I don't like to forgive characters for shit like that because it's disgusting. I just feel like him becoming a werewolf and being thrown in these situations is what got Tyler to grow up and realize right, right from wrong a little bit, because you got to kind of look at his parents. I feel like his parents weren't there to parent him at all.
No.
His dad was a piece of shit too.
And like so Carol was like, a drunk as much as I love Carol. Like,
yeah. And I feel like he just didn't know right from wrong, what was acceptable, what's not acceptable. He didn't give a fuck. I don't think he had any respect for Vicky.
Yeah.
But that was like, when he started going through this transition shit, and he was going through this and going through the fear of losing Caroline and shit like that, like he is a completely different character, but I feel like this forced him to like grow up and realize what is right and wrong. I don't necessarily forgive his character for what he did, but I saw growth, and that's enough for me to give him credit.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what? Like, I don't hate it. And that's the thing, is like, even with him and Caroline, eventually I don't like them together, but I didn't hate Tyler.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, like, for the reason that they permanently break up, I don't
did I disagree
I hate...
like with what he did, like I disagree with why like he just had to keep like going and doing what he was doing. Do I think that him and Caroline were gonna last much longer anyway? No, but his reasoning kind of sucks.
Yeah I don't know I feel like they were just in two different places with two different things going on emotionally, physically, everything like that, that it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
But I will say that Bonnie, at the end of the day, he wasn't friends with her initially, but as they started to go through more shit, they did have like kindness for one another. So I would have been sad if Tyler didn't even show up to this anyways.
Right.
So it's like for respect to be there for Caroline as well, but also to show his respect to Bonnie because she deserved it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
For sure.
And so Tyler comes, everybody's, you know, seems to be doing okay. Like, yeah, everybody's really sad and like really hurt, but like nobody has lost their shit, which is like a surprise. Because I really was like, God damn it, everybody's going to lose it again. And they didn't.
I think because I had so much time away from her as well that it didn't hit, like she was just standing next to them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like the thing is that like they can still
contact her because of Jeremy. That's another thing too. That's like, because like when they were at the funeral, Jeremy was saying like, Bonnie says this. Like that's the most comforting thing in like the whole world. I can't explain it.
Right.
Like, where was Jeremy to say what dead Jeremy was saying? Like, we don't have that. That's not
exactly.
So, yeah.
And so then, you know, the episode ends and we have Jesse and, like, Wes. And they, like, find, like, evidence of, like, vampire blood in Jesse's system. And he explains to him that this might have happened because someone tried to heal him or because someone wanted to make him a vampire. And Jesse's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, the look on his face was hilarious.
Poor Jesse. Like, Jesse's just trying to live in college.
He was so confused. And so Jesse is just like, what? And then he, like, injects, like, Jesse with this, like, syringe and then, like, kills him. So, obviously, like, making him become a vampire. So, at this point, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't trust this man.
I don't either. And, like, so obviously, like, that's where we're going to cut it off, but, like, Jesse's just dead. Like, oh, obviously not dead, like, a vampire, but for what reasoning? Like,
why Jesse?
Right.
Like, what, why did you do that to him?
Right, exactly.
I don't get this. This isn't, like, a weird supernatural college either, okay? We're in regular college.
Right.
What are we doing? Why are we doing this here? What the fuck is happening? What is... I never understood it. I still don't. I think it's stupid. I don't. It's a no for me. But because of this, I just feel like it makes me think like more humans actually might know about vampires than it's
than like you think, right?
But it's just like so weird. And I feel like so bad for Jesse because like, yeah, he's like a new character, but he's like harmless as fuck.
Exactly.
And now poor Jesse is thrown.
And like
us.
He's like a nice guy and like I kinda like him and Caroline. Like I don't hate it.
I wish something happened because of he didn't do anything wrong. I felt really bad for his character.
Right. And like I just feel like it's constantly like people just become collateral damage. Like, we already have
anybody,
like,
if you surround yourself
Megan,
with these people,
right?
yeah, they're just
And
dropping
then now we have Jesse.
Now,
And like
there's
before,
something.
we've had like April. I mean, she didn't die, but like she was
She's
constantly
almost
getting hurt, right?
Jenna.
Jenna, yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Now at this point, it's like in a lot of other movies and TV shows, like, you know what? We'll take this as an example. I'm a huge fan. All right, I'm sure. Actually, I'm not sure. Some of you may be, but for example, let's take Spider-Man: No Way Home. All right, spoiler. Woohoo! I'm new Spider-Man. Hurry up and skip forward like 30 seconds. Okay. So at the end, he chose not to like try to remind MJ and Ned of who he was. Why? Because
Right.
he put them in danger. That's something that happens a lot in a lot of TV shows and movies. And I'm shocked that a lot of these people don't do that.
Like, isolate themselves because they don't want to put like,
yeah, like you
people
would
in
think
danger.
that like,
Yeah.
like maybe one character would have that sort of trope or something.
Right. I mean, like,
like,
Stefan
because it
does
does
kind
happen.
of occasionally. Like, Stefan doesn't really interact with a lot of people that like aren't like the core group of friends until like he meets Ivy later on.
Yeah.
But like,
because everybody does die, and look what happened to Ivy. Let's talk about it.
Exactly. So like, it continues to happen to like anybody who's
like
around.
You would think like I would literally be like, I would not want to talk to anybody new in my life ever again. Like,
Exactly.
clearly my people can handle themselves, but anytime I talk to somebody new, like, they're dead. New characters
Aaron
are always
Whitmore.
dead.
He
Yep,
ended up
dead.
dying, yeah.
All these new people come in, they're dead.
Who else? Nadia dies. I mean, she kind of inserted herself into it, but
regardless, it's
right.
ridiculous. You know, them. You know what? I'm gonna steal this from you, and I'm gonna make a post about this.
Oh, that everybody's collateral damage.
Yeah, because it's true. I feel like everybody
Right.
just kind of like just dies that surrounds them. It's like stressing me out.
Stressing me out.
Yeah, like I didn't even think that Aaron was gonna end up dying. Like, that was brutal anyway. But
yeah,
like,
that one,
fuck.
I didn't see that one coming. But we are gonna leave you there for this week. We will be back again next week talking more about season 5. We hope you enjoyed it, and just remind that you can follow us on Instagram and you can join our Facebook group, and we hope you have a great week.
See ya.